In today's episode, we talk about visions that remind us of the truth. Hey there, welcome to the Five by the Fire podcast. I am your host, Armand Sheffy, aka Pastor Fury, and I'm also the executive director of the Unshackled Network, a family of missionaries that exist to help the marginalized experience freedom in Jesus through equipping and empowering disciple makers called to the forgotten. Now today, as we continue on in our reading in the McShane Bible reading plan, we come across the next chapter in Zechariah. Yesterday, we talked about one of the visions from Zechariah 1, one of the, I believe there's 8 visions that are shared throughout the book of Zechariah. Today we're actually going to talk about the third vision, which begins in chapter 2. Now, if you recall, Zechariah is sharing as the prophet of the Lord this 8-part vision, essentially, of God's response as God's people have returned and repented. We talked about the generations before that lived in disobedience and were called to repentance by the prophets of old, and now they have repented. This new generation has repented, and now we're seeing God's hand of judgment lifted from the people, and now there's a hand of blessing and protection, and now his focus and his wrath is being placed on those that were oppressors of God's people. And so now we see a vision in chapter 2 of a man with a measuring line. We're going to just go ahead and read through some of this and briefly talk about it. I'm going to do my best to try to keep it brief today, as I know the episodes have gotten longer and longer as this year comes to a close. It's like I don't want to be over. But here we go. Verse 1, it says, "And I lifted my eyes and saw, and behold, a man with a measuring line in his hand. Then I said, 'Where are you going?' And he said to me, 'To measure Jerusalem, to see what is its width and what is its length.'" Now here he's saying there's a man who's measuring out the space of Jerusalem, trying to see how big is this, like how expansive is the nation, because we're about to see that more and more people, like the Lord is going to be continuing to bless the people of Jerusalem with increase. So he says, "And behold, the angel who talked with me came forward, and another angel came forward to meet him." So you got a couple angels discussing here, and it said to him, "Run, say to that young man, 'Jerusalem shall be inhabited as villages without walls because of the multitude of people and livestock in it.'" So he said, boom, let everybody know Jerusalem is about to have a boom, baby. There's going to be so many people throughout this land that you won't even be able to have walls. You will have no room for the walls to separate the people, because it's going to be so booming with people and livestock. And as you know, people, an abundance of people is a blessing, especially for protective nature. As we recognize that God has told us that we were not meant to be alone and that we should not neglect a gathering. So this is giving you baked in here more and more people that would be part of your, large community. And then livestock is a demonstration of prosperity and blessing of the Lord. And he's saying that you're going to have more and more livestock in it, and you won't even have walls. Now, walls, if you don't already know, many consider walls not only symbolic, but also a physical representation of protection, security, safety. So there might be a concern for many that, oh my gosh, how are we going to be okay, right? Like, we've been, captives for years. We've been the underlings, the slaves, if you will, for years. We've been exiled in Babylon, and now you're telling us that we're going to be in a place with no walls? So that could be an apprehension for many. But let's continue on. It said, "And I will be to her a wall of fire all around, declares the Lord, and I will be the glory in her midst." So he's saying, yeah, there's not going to be any walls. But guess what? I'm going to be your protector. I'm going to be a wall of fire all around you. Like that understanding of fire, right? That's why we call this five by the fire, because the Spirit of God is the fire. God showed himself to Moses as a fire, right? He's saying, I'm going to be a wall of fire. The Spirit of God is going to be encamped around you, protecting you. And then he said, not only that, he said, and I will be the glory in the midst, in her midst, in the midst of Jerusalem. God is promising them the best of all. He hasn't said that I'm going to build up these great walls. I'm going to make you into a great army. He said, no. I will be your protection. I will be with you. The greatest promise of all is the promise of God's presence. And he's declaring it. And he tells them, and we won't continue to read all this, but he tells them, those that are in Babylon still, that are exiled there, yo, run from there. Run home to Zion. I am your protector. I am your home. Come back. You no longer have anything to fear. Your God is with you. And then he says, talking about those who had oppressed them, he says, and behold, I will shake my hand over them. Like, the wrath is coming for them. They shall become plunder for those who served them. So the people that oppressed them, or that they oppressed, will now be the ones, attacking them, victorious over them. And he says, then you will know that the Lord of hosts has sent me. Sing and rejoice, O daughter of Zion, for behold, I come and I will dwell in your midst. He reminds them yet again, I will be there with you. I will dwell in your midst, and you shall know that the Lord of hosts has sent me to you. You guys, once again, the greatest thing that we could ever have is the assurance of God's presence with us. And so many times our heart, our flesh will cry out for so many other things, like the walls of protection, right? Financial security, of so many of the temporary earthly flesh blessings. But God says, I will give you all you need. And then he wraps up this chapter saying, be silent, all flesh, before the Lord, for he has roused himself from his holy dwelling. He's calming down all of your earthly concerns, all humanity. And even in this passage, he says, it won't even be just for the Jews, but I'm actually going to be bringing the into the fold people of other nations. So he's now prophetically even continuing to speak of us, the nations beyond the people of Jerusalem. Behold, be still, all flesh. Be at peace, because I am here. I am roused from my holy dwelling. And you guys, as we know, as Jesus went to the cross, died for our sins, and gave us the gift of the Holy Spirit, now the wall is not simply around us. The glory is not simply in our midst. He aroused from his holy dwelling and came and made us his holy dwelling as the Spirit was poured in. You guys, we have the eternal promise sealed by the presence of the Holy Spirit in us that God will always be with us. Always be with us. Understand that those who've come against you in the past will be but a blink in the rear view. And your future is with God today and forevermore, as you abide in Jesus. Let's pray together right now that we would continue to go out throughout today, recognizing that God is in our midst, that God is continuing to expand our blessing, right? Not in a earthly, richly sense in the way that the world looks at it, but in a spiritual sense, that there will be a less and less ability for us to have issues that he, you know, does not demonstrate his sovereignty over, right? Like, there's so many times that we can go through life that we can imagine that we don't have what it takes, that we can imagine that we are at a deficit, but like, he's going to be continuing to expand our understanding of his presence with us, right? And let's pray that we won't be falling back and running back to Babylon. Would you pray with me? Heavenly Father, we thank you so much that your presence is with us, Lord God, and that your Holy Spirit confirms you with us, Lord God. And we thank you that you will never leave nor forsake us, and that you will continue to expand our territory, Lord God, in a spiritual nature, Lord God, that you will help us to continue to grow in all things in the Spirit, Lord God, that the fruit will just continue to pour into us and overflow from us, Lord God, and that we would be strengthened by the understanding of the knowledge of you, that we would know the heights and the widths and the depth, Lord God, like a measuring line, that we would know the heights and the widths and the depth of your love, and that we would grow in the knowledge of you. It's in Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. All right, you guys, I hope this has encouraged you today, that God is with you and will forever be. And I hope you continue to walk as ones that are filled up by the God who created all. And I'll see you guys back here tomorrow on 5 by the Fire. Be blessed and be a blessing.